Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today, I want to share with you a very important truth concerning the same concept or issue we are looking at. It's more like a warning or an instruction, but the essence is just to help you ensure that even though we understand that counselors are good, counselors are important, counselors are things we can't do without, we do not endanger our lives because we are seeking counsel. And that's why I'm giving you, telling you this, please beware of well-intentioned advice. Good intentions are not enough when it comes to giving advice. That is, the fact that your advisor has good intentions, the fact that he means well, the fact that all he wants to achieve is something good for you, the fact that what drives his advice or counsel is for your progress and the progress of your business, family and relationship is not enough. Beyond the good intentions, the words, the content of the counsel must also be good. If it's not good enough, then the intention is not important. The intention is inconsequential. That is why I want to tell you today again, beware of good intentioned advice. You see, like I said in the previous episode, the counsels you receive, that's the one you listen to and allow to control your life. It goes a long way in doing something for you. It gives your life direction. The counsels you give your heed to gives your life direction. That is why it's important. Whoever you choose to listen to, whoever you choose to associate with, whoever you decide to expose yourself to, just be careful that you are not exposing yourself to destructive influences. You are not exposing yourself to counsels that will ruin your life, ruin your family, and ruin your marriage, ruin your business, and even your career. Do you understand that? So please beware that people who have good intentions, who mean well for you, do not give you advice that will lead you astray. Now, I also want you to know this. Every action you take, you have to damn the consequences. I understand that people may have to advise you. They tell you, do this, don't do this. Why would you take it? Don't take it. You know, those kind of things. Now, whatever thing you decide to do after you have listened to people's advice or counsel, it's purely your problem. That is to say, once you begin to take those counsels, you begin to apply them, you have to damn the consequences of every of your action, irrespective of who gave you the advice. What I mean is this, even if you're a child and your parents tells you, go and put your hand on fire, if you do it, you are the person that his hands will get burnt. Do you understand? Now, they may be care enough to say, let's take him to hospital, let's do this for him and that for him, so he gets back to normal. But that doesn't repair your hand that has been injured, badly burnt. Do you understand that? In the same vein, when people give you counsels concerning your business, counsel concerning your career, and counsel concerning your relationships, and you begin to take them, just know one thing for sure. If everything goes right, you damn the consequences. If everything goes wrong, you also damn the consequences. That is why you should be careful that you do not, in your bid to just impress somebody, decide to take wrong counsels. Now, what you do when you get well-intentioned bad advice is very simple. Jettison it. Do not give heed to it. I'm not saying you shouldn't listen, no. You pay attention. That is courtesy. Pay attention long enough to hear everything they want to say. Pay attention long enough to ask a relevant question to be sure you fully understand what they want you to say. Listen very carefully for the sake of respect. However, once you can confirm that this thing is a well-intentioned advice but is a bad one, you have one thing to do, and that is not to act in accordance with the counsel. Please, I'd like you to understand that the person giving you bad advice, though with good intention, mean well for you, and actually believe that they are doing you good. That is why you should be careful in rejecting that well-intended advice. There's a manner you apply a bad counsel which was motivated by good thoughts for you, and the person who you have treated in that manner will feel very bad. You'll feel like a fool. You feel like, why did I even talk to this guy? I should have allowed him to live his life the way he wants to. However, there are more diplomatic ways to do it. Of course, you get to the point where you know that, there's diplomatic help in this matter. In which case, you come out very direct and start to say, no, I will not take this counsel. You understand what I'm saying? Now, because the person that is giving you well-intentioned bad advice means well for you, that is why you please treat your rejection of that counsel with utmost respect. Don't make them look like a fool. Don't make them look like they are not sensible. Don't make them look like they are not human beings. Don't make them look like they don't know anything. Do you understand? Now, so please be as polite as possible. Yes, acknowledge the fact that, oh, he or she means well. Then take time to explain in easy-to-understand words why you should not take their advice. That is a very sensible and polite way of turning down well-intentioned bad advice. Say, you know, in Nigeria today, this is a way forward. Just launch your product, ensure that the first ones are very good. Then you can adulterate subsequent production. That way you reduce the cost of production, you still make the money. And somebody tells you this, once you can do this, you make money. Say, oh, my brother, I acknowledge the fact that you want me to progress, you want me to make money. Except that the problem I have with this is that people are going to put their trust in me because I've given them the first sample of the product. If I'm going to send them the adulterated version, I am betraying their confidence in me. And they will spend their money thinking they are buying something when in reality they are buying a substandard product. Number one is that I'm lying to them in the process. I am betraying their trust in me. And God, of course, is watching. Everyone who reasons well will understand that, you are trying to protect even the people. You see, sometimes people can give you bad advice that you get angry. As much as you can, please control your temper so you can bring out your points in very clear to understand language. So you can bring out your points in a very polite manner. So you can bring out your point in a manner that will be suiting. Use very easy to understand language. Use illustrations, but please make sure you get your point across. Do you get that point? One other reason why it's very important you try as much as possible to explain is this. It's not just so that you explain why you won't take the advice. In the course of explanation, if the person who you are talking to is actually humble, they will listen to your explanation. They will get fresh insight. In fact, one of the things that may happen is that you may even convert them to the right way of thinking. However, I've encountered people who believe that whatever thing they say, they have to force it down on you. And they do not listen. So such people, don't mind them. Allow them get angry, because obviously they will get angry and say, this boy is stubborn. You don't listen to anybody's advice. Yeah, I don't believe there's anybody that doesn't listen to anybody's advice. Anybody that is like that is bound to doom. Ifeanyi Chukwu Joseph Dinwoke just does not listen to certain people's advice or certain advice from certain people. It is a lie to say that I don't listen to people's advice. I need to be mad to do that. The reason is that I need your counsel to be able to make decisions. I need your counsel to be able to make improvements. I've talked about the power of counsel in the first episode we started talking about this matter. That's on Monday this week. Now, what I'm saying is this. There are people I do not listen to their counsel, no matter how long they talk. The reason that the foundation of their counsels are faulty. In the next episode, I think I'll talk about spiritual antivirus. Let me tell you something about me. If you want to give me counsel and your counsel contradicts what I understand to be how God wants life to be lived, sorry, I will jettison it in totality. The point I'm making is this: when you have people who don't want to listen to you, they want to force down the opinion on you, do not succumb to it, because whatever action you take, you will damn the consequences. What's the point I've made today? Counsels give your life direction. You should be careful who you allow to direct your life, no matter how well in intention the bad advice is and who is coming from. You are not to take it, otherwise you will ruin your life by so doing. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brujude Step Up, brought to you by Brujude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brujude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brujude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.